regular city council meeting.
Thank you for the support.
We are going to start our meeting, please. We will start with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Mr. Crawford, could you call the roll, please?
Certainly, we have Mike Hill.
Here.
Sonia Hurt.
Here.
Eric Lewis.
Here.
Richard May. And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Eric Davidson and Ryan Lopez requested to be excused.
I have a motion, please.
Second.
Okay, Lewis and Hill. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? House 5-0. Okay, moving on to the consent agenda. The items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. One, approval of bills $438,464.66. Approval of March 10th, 2024, City Council minutes. Three, approval of Deputy Police Chief agreement. Four, approval of agreement with Gordon Thomas Honeywell for lobbying services. Five, a thickener membrane replacement at Lighthouse Point Water Reclamation Facility. I have a motion. I move so.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? House 5-0. Okay, moving on to council action items. Resolution 1970-25. Resolution of support for the continuance of positive partnerships between the City of Blaine, the City of Surrey, and the residents of Canada. This came out of a request by Surrey Mayor Locke for a meeting with the city manager and myself. She didn't really at the time state what her objectives were, but she and her assistant arrived and we sat down and we talked. Obviously, the tariffs were number one on her agenda. And so we just pointed out that Blaine is also suffering as a result of the tariffs. We understand where their problems are and where our problems are, and that probably the solution is to work together to try and mitigate the damage to both parties by finding common areas of agreement that we can work together. And that sort of went fairly simply with a lot of agreement on both sides. Then we switched into an interesting proposal that I have been interested in with, and I've already approached the mayor of White Rock, and that's concerning the health of Boundary Bay. And on that particular item, Mayor Locke was quite interested. So I told her about starting up with a MARIS project, which is a Marine Research Institute project that we're looking at in Blaine. And what we are finding in Blaine could help them perhaps open up their shellfish farming and their bays all the way up to Crescent Beach. So we left with that as something positive to work towards, and just generally cooperation with events to encourage Canadians to come down, still to come down and visit Blaine and shop in Blaine and get our restaurants in Blaine, and for Americans to continue to go up to Canada for their events. And therefore, I'll just read out the resolution, and then if the resolution is passed, we'll send this to Mayor Locke. Resolution number 1970-25, resolution of support for the ongoing positive relationship between the City of Blaine and the City of Surrey and the residents of British Columbia. Whereas the City of Blaine values the importance of building strong, positive relationships with our neighboring communities, especially those just across the border, and whereas Blaine and Surrey, British Columbia, Canada have enjoyed a long-standing and mutually beneficial relationship marked by cooperation, friendship, and shared values, and whereas the residents of Surrey and the broader British Columbia region have consistently added to the economic, cultural, and social vibrancy of Blaine through their frequent visits and active participation in our community events, and whereas Blaine is committed to building and strengthening this relationship, ensuring that both communities can thrive together, now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Blaine proudly expresses its unwavering support for the ongoing positive relationship with the City of Surrey and the broader British Columbia region, and be it further resolved that Blaine warmly encourages residents of Surrey and British Columbia to continue visiting our city, joining in our community events, and contributing to the growth and prosperity of both communities, and be it finally resolved, Blaine will actively seek opportunities to collaborate with Surrey and the broader British Columbia region on initiatives promoting cultural exchange, economic development, and community building, thereby fostering a strong and enduring partnership between our two border communities. So, do I have a motion?
Second. I had a question about that.
Go ahead.
I thought you'd mentioned White Rock at one point. Does White Rock have its own separate government from Surrey?
Yes, it does. They didn't come down, so that's why they're not mentioned. I just said, previously I had met with White Rock at the recommendation of some citizens of White Rock. So, any other further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, that has passed. We'll move on then to Resolution 1969-25. Supporting the school district's efforts to build a pedestrian overpass over SR 543, Mr. Harmon.
Thank you, Mayor. Dr. Granger approached me a couple weeks ago about supporting the school's application for various grant programs in an effort to construct an overpass over 543 at H Street. And it seemed like an absolute great thing to do, but some applications require council to formally approve the resolution, and so that's what's in front of you tonight. No funding has been acquired, but they're going to look at various funding sources to construct that overpass. Great project. I would recommend we support it.
So the superintendent and school board are going to get the money from somewhere else. They just want us to say, hey, we think it's a good idea?
That's correct.
Okay, then.
Yep.
Are there any further questions discussing? Safety is our number one concern, especially for our children. And in the wintertime at dusk, it gets a little bit hairy for the students going from after school activities home. So, all those in favor say aye. Any opposed? Aye. Any abstaining? Okay, pass 5-0. Okay, moving on then to commission, committee, and board reports. Mr. Winger, Planning Commission, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Our Planning Commission met March 13th, Thursday. They had a public hearing for a zoning text and map amendment to change the planned commercial district to the urban mixed-use new zoning district. And so that will be, they wrapped that up, and that will be coming to council probably at your next meeting. I think it's April 14th, so you'll have a proposal before you. And we'll talk about your options then, but that'll be a kind of a new zoning category that's been created. They also took a kind of a sneak peek or preview of the residential office zoning district changes, so they'll be discussing them at their next meeting on April 17th. And I can also give a quick update on BTAC if you wish. Yeah, okay. So Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee met on March 13th. They did a number of different things. They looked at the Marine Park master plan layouts, and they passed a motion to generally approve the park concept. They didn't want to emphasize that the pump track should be prioritize and at least of adequate size, make sure it's big enough essentially. They did talk about maybe having a splash park, but building that as a separate project over by the playground next to the bathrooms. There's also, they talked about making sure we had enough signage up for when FIFA comes next summer and spring. And then finally, they looked at proposal for management services at the Visitor Information Center and Blaine Welcome Center. We went out on RFPs for that. We didn't just receive the one proposal from the Blaine Chamber. So at this point, we anticipate moving forward and assigning a contract with them, the Blaine Chamber for Management Services at the Blaine Welcome Center and DIC. So I just wanted to report that to council.
I had a question for those who are not familiar with the term pump track. What is it referring to?
The pump track is a facility designed for bicycles primarily that you can kind of ride it going up and down and essentially not have to pedal very much, at least.
Like the way a skate park would be, but for cycles?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
Any further questions for Mr. Wenger? Okay, moving on to department reports, City Manager, Mr. Harmon, please.
Thanks, Mayor. One item tonight, and I'm excited to announce that Clover has passed its first inspection, and the planned float date, first float date is April 7th. So
is this good news regarding the Clover?
I'll let the council decide that. Work has started, and the first day it's supposed to be in the water is April 7th if things go smoothly. So,
now, just to clarify, that's just to have another Coast Guard inspection, right? It's actually going to go out and carry passengers.
Madam Mayor, okay. That's correct. That's just working through the inspection process. But the fact that it's on the water, prepared enough to be on the water, is good news. And the fact that work has started is good news. So, yeah. That's all I've got, Mayor.
Hey, Public Works Department, Mr. Gandhi, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to update on Circuit 17 project. So we started last year. The project is all completed. The contract is out of sight now, and the circuit is energized. At this point, we are consigning all the required documentation, funding, and all the payments. We will be bringing to council in our next council meeting for approval. So that's all for Public Works. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions to Mr. Gandhi? Okay, back to Mr. Wenger, please.
Yes, a quick update on the comprehensive plan. Well, I do have some good news. Whatcom County Council approved what's called a multi-jurisdictional resolution, essentially allocating the growth request from the cities, or approving the growth request from the cities. So as a preliminary growth number for us to finally move forward, this was on March 11th. So that was great, and then right afterwards they discussed a resolution to potentially adjust those growth allocations to more coincide with the OFM medium projection. So they said, go ahead and start moving forward, cities, we may change this later. So.
I'm so glad that all these various city councils were able to put their heads together and weigh in so that they could just go with what they wanted to do anyway.
Thank you for that comment, sir.
Did you find that the cities in general had a higher number for their population growth than what the county had originally suggested, or below?
Yeah, in general, they were higher. Like Bellingham and Blaine both went with a medium high. Ferndale went with a high, Linden went with a medium. I think Everson and Nooksack both went with like exceptionally high. There's some unusual stuff happening over there, so.
I think the county would be happy with that and not have to fiddle with it.
Fair enough. so we will be asked to also approve that multi-jurisdictional resolution that we talked about back in October, I think. And so now it's finally coming back around. I'll bring that before you at the next council meeting. Some other Good news. We were able to partner with Western Washington University, some students, and we have a new survey for community engagement related to updating our comprehensive plan. So we're just starting to get that out. I'll have a press release up on our website, and I'll share it with the council, and then feel free to take it. It takes about 10, 12, 15 minutes to go through the survey and just kind of ask a bunch of comprehensive plan related questions, if you will.
I had a question. Has any action or inquiries been made towards what was described as a land swap to give us some more industrial area here and lose some of East Plain? Has any action been taken or inquiries made regarding that?
We're continuing to evaluate the UGA swap proposal, if that's what you mean, but we haven't really. I've had a couple phone calls from like property owners asking questions.
So we're still conceptual on that?
Yes, we're still conceptual.
Okay.
On that.
Is it the intention of staff to move that up to making a packet or making overtures to this occurring?
Well,
thank you. So a lot's happening in the background. If you remember, council authorized staff to work with DEA to determine what the cost would be for utilities to be put at that site. We had a preliminary meeting with them last week, and they were hesitant to even give us numbers because it's early, but it's not looking ideal. It's looking like the cost to sewer it would be very expensive, probably in the neighborhood of $20 million. Now again, I double down, these are very preliminary numbers. Now one might say, the homeowner, developers, et cetera, they pay for those costs, but then the city still has to own and maintain 4 lift stations, and those are very expensive, and it doesn't make sense on our current sewer rate. So yes, things are happening. Peter has, our attorney has a whole list of action items for annexation to happen, but before we incur a number of legal fees, if DEA comes back and says it's $40 million, we're going to come to the council and say, council, this probably doesn't make sense. They've told us that by the end of March, they're going to have better, more refined plans, and at that point, we can come back to you in April with a recommendation, probably. But things are happening. We're just not vocal about it because it's so preliminary right now.
Sure. But you could take some of the information you get and change what the initial proposal was to something that would work a little better, trim things one way or another to adjust to what you learn?
It's possible. The short is that the sewer conveyance that was originally built from Semiyamu across to the plant probably isn't large enough to handle much more development out there. And so once you trigger another sewer conveyance across the bay, things start to get real expensive real fast. And then you can visualize that area almost cut up into 4s, moving from what I'm going to call the northeast to the southwest. And there are 4 different zones. Each would require a lift station. It would convey to that new sewer main that would have to be run across the bay. And so, like I say, it's very preliminary, but that's what it's looking like.
Yeah, I thought I saw some drawing that had some industrial area that was on this side of the bay. Is that correct?
Okay. That is correct. We are also looking to expand the UGA over by the pipeline.
Okay, so you guys are bundling a bunch of different requests. I had just seen something on this side of the bay, just out of here, as part of a swap. Okay, but so you guys are putting together a whole package that also includes the West Lane.
We're evaluating that whole thing.
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Different subject. When I go up the hill before Skip's project, there's another project that's been going on there, behind the church. Whose project is that?
The church.
It's got that big orange.
Oh yeah, that's Mott's Hill PUD and preliminary plat. That's actually going to be coming forward to the council for a final decision. We're waiting for our hearing examiner just to wrap up his recommendation.
Yeah, because people keep asking, right? They said, well, I thought it was going, but it got stopped. Did it?
Oh, Madam Mayor. Yeah, no, it's still going through the process. It just takes a little while.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the one just before you go up the hill where they took the old house out, you got all the sidewalks in and everything, are they Are they, can they build it? Have they got permits, or are they just waiting for what?
Yeah, so they are, that is in the area of the planned commercial district, so they're waiting for the city to, well, ultimately the city council to decide on that zoning text amendment, which I hope to bring you next meeting. But they already, they have infrastructure in, they could get building permits today, but they're waiting for us to potentially change the zoning to allow them to, like, a better development pattern with a more diversity of housing styles, is what we talked to them about. They're committed to doing that. What's that again?
Next council.
I hope I can bring it to you next council, is my plan.
Ms. Finger, I have a question on our ordinances. I've been told several times now that we still have conflicts where they contradict each other. Is someone working on that, going through them, trying to bring those into compliance? I mean, you're able to do that even though you're working on the comp plan, or is that part of the comp plan?
Madam Mayor, yeah. So we are working on correcting a number of, like, inconsistencies in the code. I mean, it's that kind of is like an ongoing task.
Okay. Are you going to mention the finance report, Mr. Martin? Or you finished up with a comprehensive plan update, Mr. Wenger?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Are you going to consider the finance?
I'm not seeing the finance report, Mayor. Under department reports?
Yeah, number 4. Maybe it's not.
Oh, I must have an outdated version here. We are monitoring our finances. So far, we haven't seen the sales tax report, but I just saw data today on border crossings. It still seems to be down. We did get our visitor center numbers in, and year over year, looking at February, they're down 42%, the number of people coming into our visitor center. That seems to be the reoccurring number I hear, is 40%, 40%, 40%. So we're watching it. Jennifer's got an entire presentation for you that she'll give to you at a study session, probably at our second meeting in April, on 5-year cash projections in all of our major utilities and the general fund.
Yep. Has BTAC or any, whatever economic development we do here, so that might be you, Mr. Ringer, ever looked at an approach of, at a time like this, trying to encourage more people from other parts of Whatcom County and southward to whatever amount of focus we normally would put into trying to get people from the other side of the border to come and be patrons of our town, is there a degree to which we could increase the focus on trying to get people from Bellingham and south of here to come visit our town? And under the circumstances of, is that something that could be shifted?
I think we could make some adjustments that we could, you know, BTAC is, you know, primary the branch of the city that does, like, advertising, promotion, that type of thing. So we're also trying to, you know, put a positive message out there to Canadians at the same time. So
of course, but if the reality starts to keep showing us that people are reluctant to cross the border these days, we might want to fish south rather than fish north. Or, you know,
well said. Yeah, I understand.
Two-pronged approach. You know, we keep saying nice things to Canada. We can also say, hey, Bellingham, we're cool up here. Come visit us.
Yeah, we can look at that.
The fellow from Bellingham Tourism was at the small cities meeting, and he's very much involved as well. And he realizes that what raises one vote will raise us all. So, yeah, I think part of it is just communication with everybody to let everybody know what events are going on within the county, encourage everybody to get out and enjoy them. It benefits all of us. Any further comments on this? Okay, so going on to calendars, they're fairly straightforward. For anybody that's concerned, there will be a town hall on the April 14th city council meeting ahead of the meeting. And then council unfinished business, council new business and dialogue.
I just want to tell everybody, I've been getting a few complaints The Canadian flag isn't.
The Canadian flag was missing from our place. And so I didn't hear about this till this morning, but I guess it's been gone since Thursday. And we thought someone caught it, because, I mean, it's never blown down, ever. And so, sure enough, I had my cameras on it. It broke off by itself. And thank the city for coming and helping me with their boom truck to put that in. It's a visitor center. What's that?
I thought maybe it blew back to Canada.
God, you moment. They're gonna look at me and think I pulled the flag down.
Geese came and took it.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Councilmember Hill, is the flag replaced now, or is there an action item for staff there?
No, we replaced.
Okay, it's done.
Yeah. It's just something happened to the gear. It wasn't a flag, it's something. They fixed it out and up there. But it's all good, and thank you, city workers.
I'd just like to bring everybody up to speed on what we're doing at VTAC. In addition to what Mr. Winker said, we have the idea of putting a 40-foot flagpole up at the roundabout on D and Peace Portal. And on that flagpole would be all the flags, the U.S., the Washington, Canadian, and it would be visible from across the board to let them know that we feel like they're part of our community. So hopefully we're meeting with WashDOT this week, and hopefully we'll get their approval.
Should be locks, or like you said, you know, water coming out of something.
Yeah, we're also
in the United States, we're in the doors.
We're also talking to them about signage along 543 and along I-5, so that when people come for the FIFA games, they'll know that we're here. That's one of the recurring participants' needs. Okay.
I'd like to report that a member of Whatcom County Council reached out to me, and I had a long phone conversation with him because Whatcom County Council has been receiving a lot of the same emails that Blaine City Council has been receiving on a regular basis. They've been being copied to Whatcom County Council members, and the council member that reached out to me was curious and wanted to be updated on those issues and how they corresponded with what information was available that could answer some of his questions, and I spoke with him at great length.
Okay. No further new business, so I will adjourn the meeting at 6:29.